Part 9, Putting It All Together. Start reaping the rewards of some of the strategies, tools, and daily lessons in self-mastery that we've been learning here. As you listen to this section, you'll focus on several major areas, physical, financial, and relationships, and create a method for ensuring that you live in accordance with your highest standards each and every day of your life. Just as you've learned to condition your nervous system to produce the behaviors that'll give you the results you want, your physical destiny depends on how you condition your metabolism and your muscles to produce the levels of energy and fitness you desire. What do you do regularly, consistently, to take care of your body and produce the level of health and energy that you desire and that you deserve? Or what will you do starting today? What causes the human body to function at peak efficiency? The incredible accomplishment of Stu Middleman illustrates the power of some basic principles. Middleman broke the world's long-distance record by running over 1,000 miles in 11 days and 19 hours. He averaged more than 84 miles a day. Can you imagine? Perhaps even more amazing is that according to witnesses, he looked better at the end of his run than at the starting line. He suffered no injuries, not even a blister. What allowed him to stretch his body to its limits and still maximize his potential without injuring it? First, by devoting years of training to his mind and his body, Middleman proved that we can adapt to anything if we make the right demands upon ourselves incrementally. What was the second distinction that enabled Stu Middleman to set a new world long-distance record? Simply that health and fitness are not the same. See, what is fitness? According to Dr. Philip Maffetone, he said it's, quote, the physical ability to perform athletic actions. Health, however, is defined much more broadly as the state where all of the systems of the body are working in an optimal way. Many people think that fitness implies health, but the two don't necessarily go hand in hand. You can achieve fitness at the expense of your health, and you may not live long enough to enjoy your spectacular physique. So how do we maximize our health? The best way is to understand the difference between aerobic and anaerobic exercise, between endurance and power. The word aerobic literally means, quote, with oxygen, and it refers to moderate exercise that is sustained over a period of time. If you activate your endurance with aerobic exercise, you train your body to burn fat as its primary fuel. Anaerobic, on the other hand, means with oxygen, and it refers to exercise that produces short bursts of power. Anaerobic exercise burns glycogen as its primary fuel, and it causes the body literally to store fat. Do you consider yourself to be healthy, fit, or neither one? And how do you exercise, aerobically or anaerobically? Make sure you're exercising consistent with your goals. Here's how to begin to incorporate consistent, pleasurable exercise into your lifestyle. 1. Determine whether your regular exercise is aerobic or anaerobic. Do you wake up feeling tired? Do you feel famished? Do you experience wild mood swings and/or feel aches and pains after working out? Does that same layer of fat cling to you despite your most diligent efforts? If you answered yes to some or all of these questions, chances are that you're exercising in a consistently anaerobic state. 2. Purchase a portable heart rate monitor to help you stay within optimal aerobic training zones. It's one of the best investments you'll ever make. And finally, 3, develop a plan to begin to condition your metabolism to burn fat and produce consistent levels of energy. Stick to this plan for at least 10 days and you'll begin to feel the difference.